It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we've got Shay from Baby Girl. They released a new song on Friday last week called Blonde that I've been loving over the weekend. It's their first song, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night at Whammy Backroom alongside Leaping Tiger and Tay, who's going to be playing with a full band, and it's going to be an incredible night. How are you doing today, Shay?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Yeah. Just had a burger.
Just had a burger. Nice early lunch.
Yeah,
it's usually how it goes. You've chosen three songs.
This is the first song.
Is there any overlying theme to these songs, or did you just pick them out randomly as favorite tracks?
They're kind of like my favorite songs, but I feel thematically, I don't know. There's something that obviously like resonates with them. I guess that's why they're my favorite songs, and yeah, I feel like each of them I like for a different reason. Mm. Yeah. In a different context.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear what you have to say about each one. But first, I want to ask you about Baby Girl. Yeah. How did you and Yeri come to work together?
I was friends with Carl, and we were just at Carl's house, and then I was just playing them beats and stuff, and then we were just like, can I cuss?
Yeah, okay.
I was just fucking around with the autotune. and it was like, it was just really fun. And then, because obviously Yeri can sing, I was like, hey, do you want to like hop on a beat if you want? And then I had this song that it was literally like my first time like trying to sing, and then I just sent it to her and she was like, yo, this is tight, and then she sent a verse back, and then through that we just became like really close friends.
Nice.
And yeah, so now she's just like a pal, so I don't really think of her as like a collaborator.
And you've just released this first song. How long had you been... Was this the first one that you worked on?
This was the first one, yeah. Like, I actually didn't want to release it because it was the first one. And I was like, I just listened to it so many times. I was like, oh... Because we finished it like a year and a half ago, and like nothing really changed except for the bridge.
Okay. Sat on it for a long time.
Yeah, sat on it for a long time. I feel like we have basically like an album that we've... I've been sitting on it for like a year. And because we don't have anyone to like mix it or anything, it's kind of like
in limbo.
Yeah, like learning how to do those things as I'm like re-recording things and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said that you've got a big collection of tracks ready to go. Are you kind of now starting off that rollout that you've released this first single, or are you gonna sit on it for a bit longer?
Well, it's honestly just like trying to finish everything. So. Hopefully we can finish things soon. But then, like, obviously Yeri's busy with, like, Amoogie stuff, and I have to, like, do this comic for ChromaCon. Mm. So, like, we both have, like, things to do. But, yeah, songs are pretty much done. It's just, like, tightening up everything. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that last bit is often hard to kind of jump over and kind of just get to the finish line.
Yeah, I feel like that's the hardest thing, and especially since it's, like, just... like me with like we have a $40 mic, so it's like just really like DIY. So yeah,
so you wouldn't know from hearing the single, which we'll play at the end of this segment.
Oh,
but with the first song that you're wanting to play, what made you pick that one out?
I'm non-binary and probably gonna start transitioning soon, so like the song like hits quite hard because it covers in terms of like physical dysphoria. Well, the song's against me called Transgender Dysphoria Blues. It just like hits everything kind of.
Yeah.
And I mean, I heard the song like before like I like realized I was trans, so it was, and I still liked it, but then like once I listened to it after like a few years and I was like, oh, this is like, it just like hit a different way, and I was like, oh my god, this is
eye-opening.
Yeah, it was so good. And I feel like even like before like self-revelation type stuff, I feel like Laura Jane Grace was like the first like trans woman I was like kind of like enamored by, and just watched like so many interviews with her and stuff, and yeah. So the song just like, yeah, it just means a lot. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll be right back. I'm John Campbell, and you're listening to BFM. Amazing how I know that, eh?
What was that one?
That was Captain Murphy, Innocence 2. Totally forgot there were sex sounds at the end of that song.
Nah, it's always a laugh.
Yeah.
What made you pick it up?
Oh, God, that album is, like, it's probably one of my favourite hip-hop albums, or just albums, like, ever. And that's a bonus track. I don't understand why, because, like, thematically it fits so well into the album, because it's, like, the whole album to me is like kind of like a deconstruction of like misogyny and like self-loathing, and it's like quite like a spiritual thing, and I feel like that touches on like
it should have been on the album as well.
Yeah, it's like generational, because he talks about his father and stuff like that, and like how he learns certain behaviors, how to treat women, from his father. And then the second verse is just like him just rapping nonsense, which I feel like is like such a good balance, because yeah, he's like deep and then he's like, I don't want to get too deep, like, let me just keep it light.
why do you think it was left off the album?
I don't know, I think every song has like a clip or like an interlude from something else, like a movie or something, and that doesn't.
Yeah.
That's something I can think of, but I feel like he could add it, but I think he just wanted to end on a banger, and the last official track on the album is just like a banger.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. And you're going to be playing tomorrow night at Whammy Backroom alongside Tay and Leaping Tiger as part of Leaping Tiger's Friend series.
Yeah.
number 3. Have you been to any of those shows before?
No, like I only know about Jacob, Leaping Tiger through Louise, Tay. yeah, so that's going to be fun.
You'll love it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It'll be great. And how many times have you played as Baby Girl before?
Three.
So still nice and fresh.
It's very fresh, yeah. Even like now I'm still like, man, we're playing the same songs. We gotta have every different song for every set, which is ridiculous.
No, that is definitely ridiculous. Are you getting into a bit of a groove of your live set? Are you liking...
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. Like, I used to get so stressed. I still do get stressed, but like, worried about if I'm hitting the right note, even though I do have auto-tune on my voice. But yeah, whereas now I kind of have enough time with the songs, I'm just like, yeah, it's sweet.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Cool. You've got one last song to share with everyone, the Ryan Beatty track.
Yeah.
What made you pick this one out?
Oh, this song is like, I think it's one of the best songs that came out last year. This album was probably my favorite that came out last year. It's just a fucking banger. Mm-hmm. And like, his harmonies are like ridiculous. I don't understand how he makes a song, because there's just like so many vocal layers. And it's just like a really cute romantic song, like kind of like teenage like fling type shit, like, which is, I feel like it's always just like a sweet spot, you know? Yeah, everyone can relate. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up, Shay. I look forward to hearing more about Baby Girl and hearing all this music that you've got that you've got stored.
This is not real.
Ryan Beatty.
This is a memory. A real, real memory.
Superstar.
It's Morning Glory.
You got the blonde hair down to your neck, and I really like the way that you dress, yeah. Hope I'm showing any disrespect, but I just wanna take you out for a bet.
We can see a show, or we can see the sea show. I ain't gotta ride, but I'll go where you wanna go.
Cell phone, feel it when you're blue. You know me, I know you. Let's let things be how they're supposed to. Our hips together is the only motions we should go through.
Cheeks pink, blushing like I'm on Jimbo. Color coordinate.
illuminating with your blonde hair like Goku.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.